interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
The I Like It Spooky Horror Podcast presents Pure Macabre's
Mishmash
with your host,
Leah Stalker.
I'm so glad that you're here.
Spooky.
Welcome to Pure Macabre's Mishmash, presented by the I Like It Spooky Horror Podcast. Your normal host, Leah Stalker of Pure Macabre, is out mask shopping, so this episode you will be forced to listen to myself and Brian. Say hi, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
That works. Now, even though him and I are a couple of boobs, there is no way to fill the bra of the great Leah Stalker. She is meticulous about reporting in exquisite detail on timely haunted happenings around Michigan, so bear with us because today's episode will be a bit of a departure as we shed light on some events over the next few months, including the drive-in, Oz, the 80s, and not one but two Michael Myers.
Ooh, all in Michigan? Oh, we gotta wait.
All in Michigan?
No. No, we got to wait. We can't tell them the secrets until, you know, we got to make them wait until the end, right?
I think they know. The show is called Mishmash.
Oh, okay. Well, I might have to move to Michigan. Let's see what you got.
All right. Well, I was going to ask if you're ready. It sounds like you are. So then without further delay, let's get into it. First up is a topic near and dear to Brian's heart, as we wanted to kick off the show a day late but not a dollar short and let you all know that the Capri Drive-In Movie Theater in Coldwater, Michigan opened up yesterday, March 22nd, kicking off its 2024 season with Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Madame Web, Wonka, and Dune Part 2.
Ooh, I've seen Wonka. I know Dune Part 2 is like 6 hours long. I mean, it's only like 3 hours long, but the whole movie is 6 hours long. But I haven't seen the other two, and I want to.
I definitely want to see Ghostbusters. I had no urge to see Madame Web, and I heard that everybody who saw it wasn't happy with it. Wonka, I've been wanting to see. And I remember watching the original Dune, you know, when I was younger, and I don't know, it was just too deserty and too sci-fi-y for me.
Not enough tremors.
Exactly. I need more, you know, slapstick humor, gunshots, beer and fart jokes.
Yeah, well, definitely. Those are all good things. But it's at the drive-in, so it'd be fun.
And I figured that's why I would kick it off with this, because, Brian, I know you love the drive-in, and actually a lot of people around. So Coldwater, Michigan is about 40 minutes west of where I live. Cool thing about the Capri, and there's a few left in Michigan, but the Capri is kind of the staple, at least around me. And what's neat is not far south of there is when you get into northern Indiana, and there's a Jellystone, a Yogi Bear campground, which they have more. You know what that is, right?
Yeah, yep.
When the kids were little, we used to go there and camp, and then we would, you know, we'd be there for the week or the weekend or whatever. So we'd always take one night and shoot up, you know, 20 minutes north of there or whatever to go to the Capri. Like, we saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles there. I think we saw the Meg 2. We saw the Meg there. But it's a great place. Lots of fun. You can't go wrong with the drive-in.
Yeah, hopefully they get the drive-ins open up around here. So I think most of them have already opened with the weather, but this week it's supposed to snow.
Oh, see, here in Michigan, we don't give a fuck about that. We open up in this. I'm surprised that they close down during the winter, to be honest. It's probably just because it gets really cold and they don't want to heat their popcorn stand. So like I said, gates opened yesterday and today at 7:30 p.m. And the Capri is located at 119 West Chicago Road in Coldwater, Michigan. You can get more info on the Capri Drive-In by visiting their Facebook page or capridrivein.com. Next up is an event coming to Jackson, Michigan, my hometown, June 1st from questoapp.com. That is questoapp.com, in which participants will attempt to escape Oz. So not quite horror, but I mean, the Wizard of Oz is creepy. You know, the rumors of the midgets hanging themselves. And of course, there's witches, and it's a family event, it looks like.
I would imagine more people, because they were, you know, it was a family movie, have nightmares about the monkeys and the midgets and the Wizard of Oz than most movies they've seen.
Well, and back then, the witch scared the hell out of people, because I forget the actress's name, but I remember a scene where she would show up, I think, and like get in costume and go visit the kids in the hospitals and stuff, because she wanted to shed a bright light on the Wicked Witch. And at first, I don't think it was well received. Like, she was She was pretty damn scary back then.
And on the heels of the new Wizard of Oz movie that's coming out this summer, sounds like, or later this year.
Are you talking about Dorothy? Or not Dorothy? We talked about it before, the one where, where she, it's the horror version, where it's like set years later and it's like her granddaughter. Is that what you're talking about?
No, there's actually a big studio one coming out, Wicked. They're doing Wicked, finally.
Oh, into a movie. Yeah.
And it looks pretty dark. It looks pretty like it's going to be a darker take on it, which I think Wicked was.
Well, God bless him, because I have always wanted to go see Wicked and never had the chance. I actually, COVID, that was one of the things. I don't know if you remember me talking on the feature episode shows, the main flagship shows of the I Like a Spooky Horror podcast during COVID, but we had tickets to go see this, that, and 50 other things. It was like our year. And then, of course, we got all the money back, but everything got canceled. So I have still not seen Wicked. Well, this event here, which is, again, it's from questoapp.com. I think it's called Escape Oz, will not be canceled due to COVID, thank God. And here's a little description of it. The magical world of Oz arrives to the streets of your city in the form of an outdoor escape room style experience. You will use your phone to follow hidden clues, solve witty puzzles, and complete fun challenges as you walk around the city. It kind of sounds to me like, remember when the hunting Pokemon craze was there for a while?
Yeah, people still do that every day. I see kids.
Yeah, I don't see it as much as I used to, but
I see kids when I'm sitting waiting for Finley to get out of tumbling, like with their phones, like looking for Pokemon.
I made up a shirt at the height of that craze. That's when I first got into screen printing, and it was like the old creepy white van, and it, written in like marker on the side, it said Pokemon inside. You know, get in the van, kid. So it says here, it continues, follow the story of the iconic team of misfits trying to escape from Oz before the witch has her way. The event is entirely based on the original Wonderful Wizard of Oz novel by L. Frank Baum. You can play at your own pace or against the clock to compete with friends or hundreds of other teams parading their fantastic costumes. And wearing costumes is optional at the event. In addition, ticket holders will have access to printable coloring book pages for all ages, printable posters and stickers, digital media celebrating your accomplishment of finishing the game, and a themed playlist of music.
Hell, that'd be fun just to buy the stuff and not even go through the event. Just listen to the music and color.
Yeah, because I don't know if I'd really get into it myself, but I mean, it sounds like there's a lot going on. It's going to be well worth the ticket price, and it's a cool thing for the family to do. Again, not quite horror, but still in that fantasy realm, so we wanted to talk about it here on Leah's Mishmash. Now, the Jackson event, June 1st, it's almost sold out, but it will be making stops throughout Michigan, including Ann Arbor. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you're not in Michigan, have no fear, because you can go to questoapp.com for more info on tickets. And if and when other events they put on, such as their Vampires vs. Zombies event, will be near you as they travel around the country. So that's another reason I brought it up. Brian, you don't live in Michigan, you live in Illinois. I thought this is kind of something cool to cover, because we're talking about a specific event in Jackson, Michigan, June 1st. But this place is going to be all over the country, so you might even be able to take Finley and do it out by you.
Yeah, and they do you say Vampires vs. Zombies?
Yeah, and that one I didn't click on and read. It looked a little more adultish, but it was the same thing. It's a wide open outdoor escape room that involves your phone, and you have to solve puzzles.
Oh, that's up our alley. We'll have to check that one out. Yeah, and if any of our listeners have done any of their events, let us know. I mean, let us know how much fun you had and if it's worth it.
We'll let Leah know, because again, if you've forgotten, we are just covering for Leah, because like I said, she's out mask shopping or sleeping or I don't know, she's not here. So we said, sure, we'll cover this episode for you, you know, but we don't know if we'll be welcome back after we trampled all over her format. So go ahead and what is it? puremacabre@gmail.com? Yeah. Email Leah. Let her know. Let her know. She'll let us know if you let her know. Have your people get a hold of her people. Her people get a hold of our people. I still believe, Brian. Do you?
I definitely believe.
It's hard not to believe, because he's still, even though he's aged, he's a big dude. Tim Capello would probably just kick our ass if we said we didn't believe.
Probably.
You're going to be able to find out because you're going to be able to meet him in person. The next event we wanted to cover is Lost in the 80s, Back in Time Bash, and it's happening Saturday, June 29th at the historic Redford Theater located at 17360 Lasher Road in Detroit, again with special guest Tim Capello, the hulking, sweaty saxophone player from the vampire classic, The Lost Boys. So this event will include a performance by Tim Capello, photo ops, vendors, an 80s dance party, a glamour shot station, 80s and Lost Boy themed drinks, kind of reminds me of what you did at the Orpheum there, a best dress costume, and more. Doors open at 7 on Saturday, June 29th, and you can get more info by visiting the Redford Theater Facebook page or from redfordtheater.com.
So here's the problem with this show. I listen to all this cool stuff that's going on in Michigan, and then I get on my phone and start looking for houses in Michigan and jobs in Michigan. Like, how can I move to Michigan? I want to go see some big sweaty guy play saxophone.
Well, you know, you can see Tim. He does travel the horror con circuit. I think I was at one con he was at. I know I've missed him at a couple that I was going to go to and didn't go to. But yeah, this event at the Redford is specifically him with the meet and greet and all that stuff. So that'll be cool, especially if you're a Lost Boys fan. I almost was afraid to cover some of these stories. I chose these because, Brian, I knew you could relate to them. The old theaters, the drive-in movie theater, the family experience stuff of the Oz stuff. But yeah, I was kind of afraid because now you're just probably going to like come up and stay with me even longer next time, aren't you?
Yeah, 6 months.
Holy shit. Last time was only a day and it felt like 6 months.
Yeah, I bet.
Quick little side story too about this event and the Redford. So I was talking with friend of the show, friend of ours, Brian Hoover, and I asked him if he'd heard about the event. He said he had, and he thought about going. He had gotten an email or a message or something that he had won a contest, something to do with the show. And as he's explaining it to me, I'm listening and I kind of cut him off and I said, was it a scam? And he said, yeah. So I've seen that happen with so many events lately over the past couple of years. I don't know if you've seen that, Brian, but so he went ahead and, you know, got a hold of the Redford Theater, the staff of the Redford Theater, let him know, and they were aware of it. But so be careful out there with all these great events that Leah usually and us right now are trying to direct you to. There's vultures waiting in the wind to prey on your wallets.
They'd be sad if they preyed on my wallet.
I think they'd be sad. Now, listen, this is not a dig at the Redford Theater, but they'd be sad if they dug into the Redford Theater's wallet because I love that theater. It is a beautiful, well-kept theater, but they still have the old school seating. So last October, which was the day before Boots and I came down to Galesburg for the double feature that we put on at the Orpheum with Severin Films, Boots and I went to see Claudio Simonetti's band perform Demons, Live to Demons, and then some of their other hits. And the seats were all old school and narrow. They were so uncomfortable. Had a great time and cannot wait to go back for this event we're talking about with Tim Capello. But man, donate some money to the Redford so they can get some new seats, please.
You get the whole experience, the whole rustic theater experience there.
Oh, it's beautiful though. It's all Japanese themed inside, but they don't have the cool sleek cup holders that the Last Picture House has out by you.
No one does.
Hey, Brian. So that's three stories. Leah usually covers three events, but do you think we should do maybe just one more?
A bonus.
A bonus might make up for the listeners having to deal with us this go around.
Yeah, we got to do something.
All right. Well, we'll throw this at you then. Mark your calendars for a special 2-day event happening May 3rd and 4th at Screamers Costumes and Imagine Novi. The third annual Screamers Costumes Halfway to Halloween Blowout will be teaming up with Detroit's own Jay Towers from 100.3 WNIC with proceeds benefiting the 13th annual cereal drive. So there's the nuts and bolts, but you still don't know what the event is.
No, for cereal.
So what's so special? What's going on in this 2-day Halfway to Halloween event?
I'm just stuck on the cereal.
Right. Give me a bowl of cereal. All right, so day one of this extravaganza, day one, May 3rd, will take place at Imagine Novi, located at 44425 West 12 Mile Road in Novi, Michigan, and will feature a double feature screening and Q&A with not only the original Michael Myers Nick Castle, but also James Jude Courtney from Halloween 2018.
Two movies, two Michael Myers, what?
For the price of one. And, you know, we've talked over all of the episodes of the I Like It Spooky Horror podcast about how many we've made fun of ex-co-host Jason because he's the biggest Halloween fan ever. Like, as we're recording this, I'm sure he's sitting in his Halloween underwear, Halloween socks, Halloween bathrobe, Halloween slippers, watching Halloween for the kajillionth time, but still does not know who all played Michael Myers in all the movies because there's been a lot of them. But this event's got the OG Nick Castle and the last person, James Jude Courtney, in the 2018 trilogy.
You ever see that guy on TikTok or Twitter or whatever the hell he's on where he's like, what? No way. That's what I feel like people are going to say about this event. Two movies? Two Michael Myers? What? No way. And they're going to look it up. They're going to be like, yes way. Yeah, it's happening in Michigan.
Well, and see, Screamers costumes is, they keep topping themselves, and pretty soon it's going to be hard for them there to top themselves, you know what I mean? Because this is, like I said, a two-day event. So day two, which is May 4th, may the 4th be with you, it will happen at Screamers Costumes, located at 35431 South Gratiot Ave in Clinton Township. And this is an all-day meet and greet. You'll be able to meet, greet, have pictures taken with both Nick Castle and James Jude Courtney.
Someone's going to dress up like Darth Vader. And you're going to have a picture of Darth Vader versus Michael Myers, two of the greatest villains of all time, right?
Well, yeah, that reminds me of last August when I was at Days of the Dead in Indianapolis and our friend Chuck Ryan was dressed up as the Miner. And we walked past this really accurate, badass, over-the-top Shredder cosplay. And I said, guys, stop, let me get in. So they like posed like they were getting ready. It was like, you know, the Miner versus Shredder. It was kind of like Frankenstein meets the Wolfman. It was really cool. So this is going to be the second time that James Jude Courtney, he's been at Screamers for a meet and greet. I didn't get a chance to go to that one. Our friend Brian Hoover did. I was there because they've also had another one last summer with David Howard Thornton. I was on hand with that as a vendor for inkmirrors.com. And I tell you what, it was an all day success. It was a hell of a good time. I can only imagine that all of that's going to be replicated and be even more with this 2-day event extravaganza. On top of it, since the last time they had a meet and greet with David Howard Thornton, they've added their, I forget what they call it, but it's a museum. It's a horror movie museum where you walk through scenes, very detailed. Everybody loves it. It's like $10 to go through, but for this event, if I understood it correctly, it's free. So you get to go, you get to, you know, one day you get to watch the movie and ask the actors questions. The second day you get to go meet them and get autographs. You get to shop all the great stuff that Screamers Costumes has. You get to check out their museum for free. I mean, what's not to love? So for more info, check in on Screamers Costumes with their Facebook and their Instagram accounts.
Yeah, I can't remember what that's called. Screamers Slashers? I don't experience maybe, but I see pictures all the time and I'm like, damn it, I want to see that. I think it was today I saw that the House of 1,000 Corpses, like the Captain Spaulding room, was just in a picture. And I was like, oh, that looks so cool. I want to go see that.
Well, and then our friend Ted from Ted Marvelous Custom Gumball Emporium in the Art the Clown diner scene has a custom made gumball machine for that scene. So, you know, we've got some friends that have some of their talent displayed there as well. I still have yet to go and walk through it. I just haven't had a chance, but I'm going to get up there soon. But I tell you what, I got to add this. I just have to, because Brian, I have a question. Having a meet and greet and turning it into a 2-day event where you also get to screen and Q&A with the actors. This idea seems a little familiar, doesn't it?
A little bit. Yeah, a little familiar.
It sounds like something I've heard before.
Yeah, I'm not sure where, though, or who, or what, or when.
I forgot. I know it's there somewhere.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
All right, darlings. That's how Leah does it, right? How did I do?
Not too bad. Yeah, yeah.
Should I try again? All right, darlings. I don't know. It just sounds better coming for her.
Yeah, yeah. No. Maybe you got to put a mask on your face or something.
I don't know. She has that, like, you know, we're old enough. She has that, like, 900 sex number voice, you know, where she's like, hi, yeah. I'm Leah Stalker. And I just sound like a creepy dude trying to get you to get Pokemon in my van.
God, 900 sex numbers are probably like $14.95 a minute now.
Well, usually she does All Right Darlings to go into the PFPM, but what you just said is a better way to segue in. Let's have a moment for our station identification and hear from our podcast network, the PFPN.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
While our time is coming to a close, have no fear. We have plenty more blood-curdling content for you to get your ears on. The I Like a Spooky Horror podcast main feature episodes will always be coming to you every other Sunday with myself and Brian. Brian, say hi.
Hi, Brian.
On the first Tuesday and Thursday of each month, Brian hosts Appendages, shows that highlight free horror streaming on the Crackle and Redbox apps. Now, you're doing a Wednesday show also with free flicks from the Popcorn. Is it Popcorn Flicks app, right?
Yeah, Popcorn Flicks app.
Is that going to be a staple you're going to do every Wednesday now also? Or
I think so, if I can keep up with it. If not, I'll throw the Popcorn Flicks on the end of the one of the Crackle or the Redbox. But that's a strictly horror streaming service that's new from the owners of Redbox and Crackle. So I'm going to try to keep that one up too, because it's free. We all need free stuff nowadays.
Yeah, especially with the price of gas. Have you seen the price of gas?
Yeah.
It's supposed to go down during an election year, not up. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I have no idea.
And right before convention season. But don't let it keep you from any of these great events that we're talking about in Michigan. And definitely don't let it keep you from listening to the I Like It Spooky Horror podcast or Mishmash from Pure Macabre, because that's free too. I lost my place. Where are we? Because there's always so much going on and we just keep adding more. There's even stuff that might be added that we're not even going to tell you about yet. And I might even bring my stuff back sometime. But in addition to the feature episodes every other Sunday and the first Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of each month with Appendages.
Don't forget Indie Spotlight.
If that wasn't enough, you can tune in the third Tuesday of each month for Indie Spotlight, where myself, Brian, say hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
And Leah, the joke doesn't get old, bring you our take on indie movies, music, comics, authors, and more. Now, if you're looking for more Mishmash and Leah, she will be back every other Saturday, letting you know what's up and everything going down here in Michigan. You can also find Pure Macabre on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, where Leah posts about upcoming events, local haunts, and more happening in Michigan. Until next time. Wait, no. You have to do this. I had to do the All Right Darlings. Brian, you have to do the, what is it? The Keep Exploring My Fellow Mitten Monsters. You have to do that. So until next time.
Keep exploring, my fellow mitten monsters.
That wasn't bad. Wait, how come no one's ever covered Spill the Guts for me? I tell you, I'm just glad that we got through an episode without having to talk about Ipsy.
I thought it was Yipsy.
No, it's Ipsy.
Yips, what is it? Ypsilanti, Michigan?
Yeah, but it's Ypsilanti, Michigan. It's a town in Michigan over by Ann Arbor.
Well, where I'm from in southern Illinois, it's Ypsilanti, Michigan. So, is that right? Or is that when you have a stroke or a seizure?
That's when you have a stroke. Yeah.
Oh, then you call it Ypsilanti? Yeah. I think there's a Galesburg, Michigan.
There is.
Yeah. Is there a hell, Michigan?